Hello there. My name is Oscar. We are conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. Could you please tell me, is your age between 21 and 29, 30 and 49, 50 and 64, or over 65?
Just a minute. I'll let you talk to my husband. It's another survey.
Hello.
Hello, sir. We are conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. Could you please tell me, is your age between 21 and 29, 30 and 49, 50 and 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you, sir. And what is your gender, please?
What is my what?
Gender. It's just part of the survey, sir. Don't take it personally. What is your gender?
I'm a male.
Thank you. First, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often do you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never, tried once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
I don't have any idea.
Don't know?
I have no idea.
I see, very well. In that case, let's continue. How often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form? That's marijuana, pot or weed, or a concentrate in any form? Never, try it once or twice a year, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
I don't know.
Don't know.
I have never tried it. I have no idea what it is.
No, we are talking about what you think most teenagers in your school district, you know, how often they use.
I know what you're asking, yes. But you're asking me questions that I don't have a clue.
I see. Very well. So, and I don't know then. How often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never, tried once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
You know what? I live about a block from the school, and I'm 90-some years old. And I don't have a clue what's going on over there.
So you don't know then? Very well.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. If you don't agree or disagree, let me know. For each statement, I will also ask you your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you are not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. First statement says, my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Do you agree, strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree? Okay. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Would you agree or disagree?
I totally agree on that.
You strongly agree?
Yes.
Okay.
That's part of parenting, isn't it?
Sure. Very well. Let's continue. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Would you agree or disagree?
I totally agree with that.
I strongly agree. Is that correct? Very well.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. Sir?
Well, I strongly agree to that.
I strongly agree. Very well. Most adults in my community believe adults who supplied alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Agree or disagree?
Can you repeat that, please?
Yes. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Yes, they should. Strongly agree.
strongly agree, okay. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Would you agree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree, very well. Parents should not let teens use alcohol. Would you agree or disagree?
Would you repeat that?
Yeah, parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Strongly agree.
I strongly agree. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Well, I strongly agree to that.
Okay. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Would you repeat that one again?
Yeah. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Oh, I strongly agree to that.
Yes. Thank you, sir. Let's move on. Some of them sound repetitive, but you know, they're looking at different angles. What you think or what most parents think. Okay, next statement says, parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Yes, I strongly agree to that.
I strongly agree. Most adults in my community think we should not let me repeat that. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
I don't know what that stuff is.
Yeah, vaping products or e-cigarette? You don't know what that is?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Let me repeat the statement. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Yes, I agree to that. Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Very well. Okay, moving on, sir. Thank you for your patience. Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
I strongly agree to that.
Okay. Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree to that.
Strongly or just agree?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Yes, I agree to that. Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Yes, I have totally
strongly
agree.
Strongly agree? Okay. Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Very well. Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
You lost me there.
I know it sounds repetitive, but, you know, is that they are looking at different angles. I'm almost done with this question, sir. Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide you with marijuana. Would you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Just a few more, and then we go to the final questions, for classification. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Repeat that one again.
Yeah. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
I strongly agree to that.
Thank you. My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Repeat that again.
Yeah, my community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Yes, strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Bear with me, I'm almost done. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Strongly agree.
I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I strongly agree to that.
Okay, just a couple more and then we'll go to the final questions. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
And one more. Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. One moment. Okay. Let's finish this battery of questions so we can go to a final classification question.
Are you there?
Okay. Next, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never. Try it once or twice a year, once a month. Twice a month, once a week, or daily?
I don't know. I don't have a clue.
No, that's we're talking about you yourself now. How often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor?
Oh.
Never. Try it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily. How often do you drink alcohol?
Oh, once a month.
Once a month, okay. How often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by a doctor? Never. Try it once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Never.
Never, okay. Just a couple, two more questions. How often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never. Try it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Never.
Never? All right. Just a few final questions for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Never. A few times this school year, a few times a month, a few times a week, every day, or almost every day?
Never.
Never, all right. How would you describe yourself, sir? American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, South Asian, Asian American, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, or white?
White.
White, thank you. As a token of our appreciation, the Blooming Positive Action Coalition will donate $10 for each complete survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization that you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. Would it be the Blooming Prairie Education Foundation, Blooming Prairie Recreation Association, or the Blooming Prairie Backpack Program?
The backpack program.
Backpack program, very well. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation, sir. Your input is most valuable. Have a good night.
Okay, I have a question before you go.
Sure.
So, how many times have you had marijuana?
Myself?
Yeah.
No, I don't do that anymore, but as a young man, I did try it.
You don't do it anymore?
No, I'm an old man. I stay away from all that stuff. Thank you for your help, ma'am, sir.
Okay.
Have a good night.